This is Radio Rubber Room coming to you from Soundcheck Studios on this St. Patrick's Day, which is a holiday.
Debatable.
Well, no, we've got the Our House group here with us tonight. What's going on, Our House group?
Hanging out.
What's up, Radio Rubber Room?
What's up?
How's it going, guys?
Well.
Yeah.
I'm really excited you guys are here.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. So, want to introduce yourselves to the folks behind the computers?
Sure. I'm Devin. I'm the baby of the house.
Congratulations.
Play music around Richmond and help out with the house and do really cool things with these great people.
Very good, very good. All right, to the left. My left.
To your left. I'm Kira. That's about it.
Wire.
And you live in the house and you help around the house and you do crazy awesome things all the time?
Sure. Make me super nervous.
Sure.
So I'm just
no,
like,
baby.
Girl. And then moving to my left again.
There you go.
My left again. Who are you, sir?
My name is Mitch.
Okay.
I am Devin's father of the house. And I play in a band called Toxic Moxie here in Richmond and help run the place and do cool things. And that's about it.
All right. And then this is a little different situation. To my left, one more seat, we have Sean Austin, mm-hmm. Co-host of Radio Rubber Room.
Yes.
But also, so you're pulling double duty tonight. You are also...
Duty. I live at our house.
I
garden.
You garden?
I get stoked about stuff.
You're really excited about things. And
which is an important part of living in our house.
Yes.
Yeah. I've like been doing a lot of the math like with the days and stuff, and... I'm like 1% Radio Rubber Room, 99% Our House.
Ooh.
Oh.
Because of the hours spent there. I mean, I live there.
Does time sleeping count?
That's the best time.
Yeah.
That's where all those ideas come from.
It's a part of your life. Right there.
I shower, like, I eat at Radio Rubber Room, but I don't shower there.
Do you shower at the house?
Do you shower at
the house? But you shower at both places, so it's easy.
You shower more than that.
Has anyone actually witnessed Sean showering?
I have showered with him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now I can believe it.
I leave the door open and the curtains.
Just standing staring down the hall.
Is there any particular reason for that?
I like the coldness.
And your
it's nice refreshing.
Flow.
Very cool.
So, I can hear the door knock and run and get it
if someone knocks out.
So you just answer it all wet and dripping and naked?
You know it.
Yeah.
So.
Whatever, no one locked down the door in our
house.
I feel like there's
a 9% chance when I'm showering also that the tub will fall through the ceiling.
That's also possible.
So I'm going to be like left hanging naked from the, hanging from like the water spigot.
Either way, your neighborhood is a rough neighborhood to be a Jehovah's Witness, I feel like.
I've never seen them come to our house.
That's they probably got a reason for that. I just found out.
If they did, I would try to invite them in and tell them about like the healing powers of marijuana.
From the naked guy.
Yeah. From the naked,
dripping, wet, naked guy.
It's so good for you! You could be just like me.
All right,
was it
well.
One of you guys that was telling me the story about the Jehovah's Witnesses, or was it the Mormons, where they were like way more sexually active than you would think?
Oh, yes. That's true.
It was Sammy, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Sammy.
No, it's very true.
Wait, which ones?
Mormons?
Both.
If it's anything more than zero, then yes, it is more than I think.
Oh, no, it's way more than
more sexual than I am, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I mean, Mormons are the ones with the multiple wives thing, so that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, polygamy is Mormon.
And they're also archiving this right now.
Okay, cool.
I feel like it's just like a lot easier for them because they're like, I love Jesus, you love Jesus, oh my God, let's bang.
Jesus.
Wow. Yeah.
There's that no makes I sense. In Jesus.
There's an us.
Mormon pickup lines? I can't do that.
Maybe I should start going to church.
It's like fish in a barrel, man.
We are off to a blasphemous start. Yeah. But, hey, I could use a girlfriend. It is time to get to a break. We're going to be debuting some new music tonight, and this is the first time the world has ever heard this song. For the worldwide debut here on Radio Rubber Room, this is One Up Yo with a Sign here on Radio Rubber Room.
What up, yo?
I don't know that this is real. Is it my imagination? I'm losing my senses. I forgot how to feel. Show me a sign. Show me a sign. Show me a sign that you're still alive. I don't know that this
They say curiosity killed the cat. I don't think that's true unless the weird kid down the street is named Curiosity.
From the Spoofco Aluminium Collection comes Sean S. Austin I, known as one of the most revered and quintessential single-key keyboardists of all time. You'll cry like a woman when you hear him play such riveting hits as C. Sean spent years inventing and mastering his own instrument, the single-key keyboard. A collection of mind-blowing songs that will make you question the meaning of life. Get G. And F sharp. G slightly faster. Also, lament in C sharp. This album will penetrate your ear holes like a typhoon, and when your brain explodes, there will only be one thing you hear. The accumulation of all music. Sean S. Austin I will go down as the single greatest single-key keyboardist of all time. Buy his critically acclaimed album on vinyl and A-Track today. You'll get 5 of Sean's hits. That's a total of 40 seconds of music that you'll be sure to hear every single time you listen to it. Now available on cassette tape.
This is Sean Austin I. You may know me from my quintessential single-key keyboard album. Well, I'm working on a new project, the single-string guitar, and I'm recording it at Soundcheck Studios in Richmond at 905 North Shepherd in the Fan. If I could only tell you the things that go on at Soundcheck Studios, I would, but I can't. But it's amazing. You could find out for yourself at soundcheckstudiosrva.com. They got Brian.
Hi, I'm Brian.
That's Brian. He's been helping me with my new album. We accidentally discovered a new note. It's called M. So if you want to discover your own new things, head to Soundcheck Studios. Join the ranks of such illustrious musicians as myself, Sean S. Austin I. What are you waiting for? Pick up the phone and call 804-453-2215. 804-453-2215.
Hi, I'm Brian.
Hey bras and brasiers, they say that those who don't remember history are doomed to repeat it. Well, I'm not gonna let that happen to my bras and brasettes. So this is history with your bra Travis. I'm Travis. So like in 1812, the British were like, hey, let's go take back America. And then James Madison got on his horse and he's like, hell no, brah. Hell no. And then Francis Scott Key was like, bombs bursting in air, brah! Bombs bursting in air! And that's where we get the song before sporting events. This has been history with your bra, Travis. I'm Travis.
This is Sean, and I want to hear your band on Radio Rubber Room, the club sandwich of radio shows. Do you want to be the bacon on this club sandwich? Email your music to rubberroommusic@gmail.com. Club sandwich.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We're here with the residents of Our House. Which, so our house, so like...
Tell us about that, our house.
Well, does that include me? Like, in our?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Most definitely.
Because...
And so you. Our house includes...
And you.
So
and
it's...
You.
Anyone who says
and
our
And you!
Yeah. Yeah. So it's your house, but it's also my house, our mm-hmm. house.
Mm-hmm. Well, you never
all
say
of
my.
Our house.
Redfish, bluefish.
Always our.
Your house.
Yeah.
Bluefish.
Yeah.
What was so. The thing you wrote on the wall? It was like, his house, her house.
Their house. Our house, or something like that. Yeah. For sure.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. Very good. Very good.
So, what is the mission of Our House? Before we get into like specific things that are going on now, like sure. What's the goal of Our House? What is
no
its function?
No drinking outside
what do
the
you
game.
Do? No drinking outside the gate. That's important.
That's the first.
I mean, that's any venue. No drinking outside the gate.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Also, all inclusive. No, you never feel weird when you're at a venue. You want to be comfortable. You want to be there to see bands and have fun and not worry about.
So first and foremost, it's a venue. Yeah.
Yes.
Second, it's a house show venue. Yes. Where you actually live.
Yes.
Yeah, people do live there.
It is an actual home.
We have bedrooms and pets.
Bedrooms and pets.
I was going to ask, why didn't you bring the dog?
Oh, we could have.
Oh, we could. I didn't think about bringing
it. It's a really good dog. I love that dog.
Mm. He's the sweetest dog in the world.
Yeah, he is the best.
I didn't know I could bring him.
He loves. Me. I know for a fact he loves Sean's socks too.
Yeah.
He loves. He just finds Sean's socks in the yard. He doesn't chew on him. He just likes to carry him around.
His mouth is gross.
He likes to take Sean with him wherever he goes.
Okay, sorry to interrupt. Go ahead.
Okay, so not only is it a venue and a home, but it's also got like a philosophical idea.
I mean, it's just a community space, you know, with the name. Our house, so we want it to be as much a part of Richmond as Richmond is a part of us. And so we invite people to, you know, collaborate on artwork on our walls, you know, put together shows for different causes, different, like, awesome causes, bring, like, people from outside of Richmond to Richmond and show them, like, a hell of a time.
Yeah.
And,
I can't think of anything.
And also making sure that it's a safe and comfortable space.
Yeah, safe. Comfortable.
Can't guarantee clean, though.
Can't guarantee clean. We try. But that's on you guys.
Yeah. Y'all dirty.
Trying to keep up.
And you do have cleaning days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We do.
Yeah. And, which I need to make it to more. I feel bad.
Yes.
Even though I don't.
Fuck.
You should.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't come trash it either. You should come trash it and then
come to
clean.
I need to come trash it more, too.
You can trash it while you clean it if you want.
Yeah. At least trash it. You can get trashed while you clean trash.
Okay. Yeah, do that.
He just throws a wrapper on the ground.
And you sit up.
Look at that, guys.
Done.
Broke even.
Nice. Thank you.
Where do I put this wrapper?
Hey, at least you broke even.
I was going to throw it back on the ground.
Yeah.
Like Devin earlier. I was yelling about the recycling.
God.
Sorting the recycling.
You could just mention it.
It was fine.
No, it was fun. Yeah, sure. I'm so, litter everywhere now.
So there was a recycling issue earlier?
Yeah.
Things get hot.
It gets intense for a good 3.5 seconds.
When you sort the goddamn recycling forever, and someone comes along and mixes glass and aluminum just drives you.
For the record, I mixed candy cane.
Yeah, there was candy cane involved. Again.
There was a whole lot of food.
I was trying to recycle it.
It's Christmas in March.
Oh, yeah, we do recycle.
We do
recycle there.
Those cans that
while you're there,
you use.
Please be aware of the various recycling bins that are marked.
Yeah.
Yes.
For glass and aluminum so as to save everyone time.
And plastic and cardboard.
You're not putting it on the ground, though.
Right.
You're wasted. Good try. At least it's not on the ground.
One of my favorite people-watching activities at the house is to watch, like, drunk people read the cans, like... Oh, aluminum. Like, you'll just see them stare at this one can for 5 minutes, and then they go, oh, yeah, that one over there.
So, what are some of the upcoming events, upcoming shows that you guys have going on?
Friday.
Oh,
yeah.
We're working with Team Uterus. Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project. Laura contacted us about having a benefit show because we did one in November.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
For our FP and
that was awesome.
Raised a really good amount of money for them.
We raised
so,
$1,000 for RFP in one night.
So we're trying to do it again, and I was going to, you know, say a little something.
Do it. Do it.
But the teleprompter's broken, damn it.
I'm going to read it because I'm nervous. I'm going to fuck it up.
It's
if
good,
I don't.
Girl. You got it.
I just wanted to let everybody know what the Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project is. They seek to further reproductive justice by providing practical and financial support for abortion services in Virginia and surrounding communities. RRFP strives to be a resource to the community by engaging in grassroots advocacy for the full spectrum of reproductive rights. And
woo!
So,
hell yeah, RJ.
We're gonna have a raffle, and who,
and what kind of stuff is in this raffle? Is up for grabs in this raffle?
We've got local artwork. We've got locally made jewelry.
My roommate's making a uterus cake.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be sick.
She did the practice one last night. It's gonna be epic.
I'm so excited.
Crap. You bring a practice one?
No.
Oh. Chanel's gonna eat it all.
Yeah. That's my job.
We have a coffee gift basket from Shaco Espresso. A ticket to Pink Moon 7, thanks to Jess and Seth.
Thank you, Jess and Seth.
And Russell is donating...
Russell Lacey?
Russell Lacey.
It's from Moonwalker Studios.
Yep. What is it? One song or 5 hours, whichever comes first of studio time.
That's like awesome. Two albums for me. I can... 5 hours? Let's go.
One song.
Or one song, it's whichever comes first.
One really long song.
I'd rather improv for 5 hours.
Yeah. And then who's playing? We're starting the night with Queer Rocket.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
And then we have Fat Spirit.
Formerly Heavy Midgets.
Excellent.
And then Horkoff from Out of Town.
Sick.
Sounds super rad.
Harrisonburg.
Harrisonburg, right? Yeah.
I saw them at Gather 5. They were really good.
What kind of music?
It's like surf punk.
Yeah.
Sweet.
And like...
Milk Stains, they'd sound really good together.
Yeah.
Cool,
it's like
this
trill woman, I guess she's a girl, I don't know, I'm not old, she is. She seemed young, she was really cool though.
And then, ending the night with Toxic Moxie.
Yeah.
So, it should be fun, super dancey, super awesome, great people, for a good cause.
And that's Mitch's band.
Yes.
That is my band.
And that's Friday night, and what time does the show start?
9:00.
And is there a suggested donation?
We're doing a $5 suggested donation, and then also...
But we accept more.
We accept more, but we also are selling raffle tickets for $3 for one, $5 for two, or a wingspan, fingertip to fingertip, for $50. Gets you a ton of raffle tickets.
Is that if you find... Could you still find the tallest person?
You could find the tallest person and have them buy the tickets for you if you want.
All right.
Well, that is A-okay.
Sean, you're working on that new single string album here at Soundcheck. Maybe you could open... debut a little of that.
A little single.
Like open the night.
Yeah.
It's very technical.
Yeah. It might be a little too highbrow.
I just want to hear M.
Are they ready for M yet?
I'm very interested.
M is very, it's still, I don't know, we'll see.
Is M like the brown note?
No.
No.
Thank God.
Like the magic
We couldn't, that house can't handle that.
No.
The brown note is E flat. Everybody knows that.
All right, guys, well, it's time to get to another little break. Going to debut another little RBA tune. This album's coming out this Friday as well. Same day as your guys' Shindig coming up. The album is going to be called Illusionary Motion. It's by The Alberts, and this tune is called What's This Silence All About here on Radio Rubber Room.
Are you in this silence all about?
They say it's tough to find a needle in a haystack, but if you want a real challenge, try to find the hay in a needle stack.
Hey, it's me, Sean, from Radio Rubber Room. Science has long shown that smoking looks cool, but it's not. Smoking is really, really bad for you. That's why I'm here to tell you about a new trend that not only looks cool, but is really healthy. Vegetable smoking. Vegetable smoking? What's that, you may find yourself asking? I roll my own cigarettes out of organic vegetables. It's how I get all of my vegetables. Vegerettes. I developed it in Grandpa's tool shed. This cigarette's made out of broccoli. So healthy. I rolled it out in an onion. So healthy. You can smoke all sorts of vegetables, it turns out. Carrots, zucchini. I've been even experimenting with fruit like tomatoes and watermelons. I love smoking watermelon. I smoked a whole carrot earlier. Tomorrow I'm going with like a potato-y celery mix. You can pretty much smoke all your food. I smoke all my food. I smoked a blend of parsley and sage out of a green pepper that I grew myself. Then I smoked the green pepper. So healthy. Nutritious. You can get most of your nutrition from Vegerettes. I haven't eaten food in 6 weeks. Just smoked it all. Side effects of Vegerettes include anemia, scurvy, ennui, jaundice, chronic cough and red eyes, and nicotine withdrawals, discoloration of the cartilage, anger, wheezing, irritability, anemia, bloody lung cough, green eye, cravings for ranch dressing, and diarrhea. And constipation. Constipated diarrhea. Infrequent and unpredictable hallucinations. What's that? What was that? Vegerettes. I developed it in Grandpa's tool shed.
Hey guys, Sean here from Radio Rubber Room. Keeping track of your kids can be difficult. Child leashes are embarrassing for you and your child. When I was 3 years old, I wandered off at the airport and joined a whole new family. Well, I have a great new product that I developed in Grandpa's tool shed. Child's App. It's super awesome. It's like an electric babysitter. Just place Child's App in the room that you keep the kid. Strap the tamper-proof wrist or ankle band on your child, and if your child tries to leave the containment zone, Child's App administers a minor electric shock. Just enough to knock a little turd nugget off their feet. I tested it out on animals. Child's App has an adjustable radius knob. With 100 feet of signal, you can guarantee your little unwanted surprise won't escape your yard. Has he been a real piece of shit lately? Child's App has a 1 foot timeout setting. Don't worry, if the child attempts to deactivate Child's App in any way, they are hit with a continuous stream of electricity. And the alarm goes off, notifying you of your child's malevolence. Got him! It's not just for kids. I even use it on Grandpa to keep him from wandering outside of the tool shed. Is your child having too much fun? Child's App has a remote that you can send a shock with just the push of a button. Customizable voltage settings. 10 volts, 100 volts, up to 100,000 volts. Don't worry, memory loss is common. Nagging wife making you envy a lifetime in prison? Try Wife Zap. With gold necklace pendant zapper, she'll look more beautiful and obedient than ever.
John Lee Design.
Build your website.
John Lee Designs will meet all your web development and graphic design needs.
Elegant, sleek.
John Lee is highly experienced in all aspects of XHTML.
CSC.
Java.
PHP. HTML.
And web development.
J-O-N-L-E-E. Design.com.
Or johnleedesign@gmail.com. Or call him anytime at
804-829-0633. Sexy.
Sexy.
Develop your site.
I'm glad that you have a plan.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We are here with the housemates of our house. Not my house personally, but sometimes.
Sometimes.
Anytime.
Your house. Our house.
How about tonight?
Maybe. I like how you winked at me when you said that.
Yeah.
So no one else except Mitch is kilt, and then
it's not a kilt. It's a dress.
It's a dress. Yeah. So you're not festive.
Well, it's a skirt.
It's a dress.
It's a dress.
It goes all the
way
up. It's a skress.
You're skress.
Yeah, I'm stressed.
Wow.
Thanks.
So anyway, where were we going with that?
I don't know. I feel like I need to pinch people.
Were you talking? Oh, you're talking about St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Okay. Context, dear. Context.
Yeah.
I have my green eyeliner on. You can't pinch me.
I can't.
No.
Does that count?
It's green, motherfucker.
I got a hat and a sweater, so yeah. There you go.
If you touch me.
You can try. See what happens.
Fair enough. God.
Every time that I've worn green on St. Patty's Day, it's almost always been accidental, though. It's usually a case of I just have a lot of green clothing.
This is one of those.
And then I would just go outside and people would be like, oh, yeah, I'd pinch you. And I'd be like, why would you pinch me?
Derek, just so you know.
Oh, you got like a little pinch of green on your sandal.
None of the other kids are wearing green.
No.
Nah.
Do you guys not like St. Patrick's Day?
I don't celebrate any holiday. Or my birthday.
Oh, so you're a Jehovah's Witness.
Every day is a holiday.
Sean, you've been coming up with your new formulation for celebrating different, other than just yearly.
Mm-hmm.
In
10,000 day.
Yeah, that's coming up in May.
For me, May 21st.
No, May 19th.
May 19th?
Is your 10,000th day?
My 10,000th day. This is my 9,954th day, right?
Yeah.
So your 10,000th day is when?
May 19th.
May 19th, and we're doing a podcast that day.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I just found out, too, I missed a huge milestone in my life.
100 billion seconds.
100 billion
seconds. 1 billion. 1 billion seconds. 1 billion. You're 1 billion seconds old. You don't look a second over 999
minutes. Oh, yeah. No, that means a lot.
Oh, now he does.
That went by like that.
Yeah, no.
That went by like that. So, let's talk about some of the bands you have, like, not just this upcoming show, obviously, but we can plug that more, but regularly.
None?
That's a lie.
We have a ton of bands that have come through there.
Headless Madness, Motel Fire, Milk Stains.
No BS.
Shot their music video there?
Yeah.
Pirates.
The bullshit they really did. A lot. Walking Sticks.
Mm-hmm. MH and his orchestra.
MH, hell yeah.
Imaginary Sons.
68.
Dude, I really did Painted Zeros from New York.
Oh, they were so good.
Yeah, we get a lot of out-of-town bands, too.
A lot of touring bands that we would never get to see otherwise.
Yeah. I remember.
If an out-of-town band wants to get on our house show, how do they go about that?
Usually online, find the Our House group page.
On Facebook?
Also have an email now.
Yay, what's the email?
It's ourhouserva@gmail.com.
And spell Our House for me?
OURHOUSE.
Like it's spelled.
Like it's spelled.
I mean, there's a number of spellings out there.
It could be like with an H.
Our house.
There are a number of spellings out there.
Our house. I don't know if anybody said this yet, but the our stands for something.
Yeah. It does.
Yeah. Our actually stands for Our Union of Radicals, which I feel is exactly what we are.
Pretty radical.
We're pretty rad.
We've got the rad part down.
Yeah. We're not a registered union, but who wants to be on paper?
Definitely. Yeah,
no. And this way you can step in and out of the union as needed.
Yeah.
Within a second's
kind of
notice.
Floats.
I'm out.
So that email is the best way to get.
Yeah.
Ourhouserva@gmail.com.
Yeah, we just opened it, so it might take us a minute to get used to that.
And you guys have an Instagram too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Right, and that's ourhouserva mm-hmm. as well.
Uh-huh. Fancy.
Check it out.
No Twitter though, because.
No.
What?
Screw that.
Yeah, we check out
Jay-Z.
Every band that hits us up, we check out.
And the Facebook group, is there an address for that?
I don't know.
I don't know about the URL.
We'll look that up on our next break. And we'll let you know. But look up Our House RVA on Facebook and Twitter. And on Instagram, not Twitter.
No Twitter.
You can tweet at them, but they won't see it.
Yeah.
They won't.
Yeah. Do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hashtag we don't tweet.
Hashtag. Yes.
Yes.
Hashtag wasting your time.
So say what you were
going to
say?
Oh, yeah, I was going to say that, you know, we check out every band that hits us up. We get a ton of requests from a lot of really cool bands out there. So it's just a matter of finding the time to host all these bands. So don't get discouraged if we don't respond right away.
We're in advance, too. The more in advance you contact us, the easier it's going to be for us to put you on a show.
We just had two bands from, where are they from? I forgot where they were from.
Not here.
New York, maybe? Baltimore?
Somewhere up north. Somewhere up north.
Contact us like a month ago about a show in April, and then they set up they found two Richmond bands and like just set it up themselves pretty much. It was just like, cool, we have a date for you and a space.
The less work we have to do, the more chances you'll be able to.
There was just an article about that yesterday, RVA Mag did.
I saw that.
Yeah, it was pretty good read. Just like, you know, you gotta take the initiative, you gotta find the bands. You know, do some of the legwork.
It's a lot of work to book bands. It's a lot of work to put that stuff together. And the more bands can help and like find other bands to play with and get on the bill, especially if you're coming to Richmond from out of town, it makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
Booking at least a month, 6 weeks to 2 months in advance is ideal, but
definitely.
Especially. But I mean, there have been instances where like shows have been canceled, and we've tried to get them on the bill at our house that night. Where like, you know, a Strange Matter show has been canceled, and like the bands will come over and be like, "Hey guys, can we play?" Mm-hmm. And if there's space, like the answer is always if we can. Absolutely.
We had one night a couple weeks, you know, a month or two ago, that there was another house show going on that Devin was playing supposed to play at.
The floor fucking
and
the
floor caved in.
Yeah, who did we have on? Motel Fire played that show.
They were playing when it caved in.
Yeah, they came in. They came on the podcast and told us all about that. But then what happened?
And so,
I was very drunk, but I just like as we were packing up, I just like invited like a good 32 people quietly while packing up to come over to my house for a secret show, and then ended up being like a good like 40 to 50 people that were there, and let the bands that didn't get to play, and we played. And it was sweet. I think.
I vaguely remember. You brought Brian Unger.
Oh, Brian Unger came into Projections.
Yeah,
that was awesome.
Brian Unger actually painted the ceiling.
Yeah, he did.
Over the stage, right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he's working on the other living room, the ceiling in there.
Some fluorescent black lights.
Yeah, so cool.
I love taking pictures in the house.
Yeah, so many lights and colors. I love sitting in there and playing guitar by myself for hours and just like, this face is
you
awesome.
Can't do that at a not house venue.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I
just walk into Strange, but I'm just like,
yeah, just
out.
Start like, hanging out, start playing.
Are you drinking or not?
Like during lunch?
Get out.
I brought my own beer. Like, then you really have
to leave.
Where's your black label?
So it is good to note that our house is 21 and up.
Yes.
All the time, 21 and up.
And always someone at the door making sure of that and whatnot.
Yes. And you have to bring an ID.
You must have your ID.
Not sorry.
If it's me, I will banish you and laugh.
The rest of us will at least apologize.
And then sometimes there's hot dogs and stuff.
Ooh, yeah. Sometimes
in the summer.
We'll serve concessions.
I forgot. Along with the raffle this Friday, we're going to be having some like baked goods.
Corned beef and cabbage.
We're not having corned beef and cabbage. Yeah. Sean will be sitting in a corner eating his giant jar of corned beef and cabbage.
Sean and I
just like
are going to be sitting.
Sean and
I might. Yeah. I know. I'm totally in there.
Yeah. All right. The corner's growing. It's like,
are you just saying your corner?
The corner
beef
puddle.
You can be in your corner with the brownies.
I'm okay with that.
Right. I like check out that goods. Corner too.
You know,
like we can rotate corners, guys. It's cool.
There's a lot of corners in that.
I have enjoyed running the hot dogs a couple times.
It's fun. Nice. It's fun. Yeah. Everyone comes to you. It's like working
and
a
they're
date.
Super
you, you
happy
because yeah.
you're feeding them.
Yeah. Nothing like feeding
this
weekend.
Yeah,
Friday.
Yeah.
Somebody's been paying attention.
Doesn't care about the music. Doesn't care about the cause. Doesn't care about.
I care about all these things, but I care about food.
Sure. If I'm going to our house, what do I need to bring with me? What do I need to make sure that I have?
BYOB.
Anything that I plan on consuming.
Yes.
Drink wise.
ID.
My ID.
Please.
And
a friend to stay safe.
Definitely a friend to stay safe.
Yeah.
A good attitude.
An excellent attitude. Open-minded. All love. No hate.
Yeah.
Appetite for hot dogs.
Appetite for hot dogs and really good music.
Mm-hmm.
The boucher.
And being prepared that you might see Sean naked hanging from a pipe.
Yeah.
I also recommend bringing layers because if it's hot outside, it does not, even no matter how cold it is outside, That house is ridiculously warm.
Mm-hmm.
All those bodies.
Moshing makes heat. So, don't wear your nicest party clothes.
No, the backyard is very dusty.
Dusty and or muddy grass, depending.
Yeah. Don't wear your nice shoes.
What are these nice things you speak of?
I think we can.
Washer dryer? What is this?
What, grow grass?
I mean, that's what I like. I don't have to worry about it.
Sure.
Mulch. Yeah.
We put some mulch down. We actually redid the backyard a little bit.
Actually, there's really a walkway now and a gravel area leading up inside.
Yeah.
In the last couple of weeks, the backyard has significantly...
Yeah.
That gravel's clutch.
Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah. It's really cool.
All right, we do have to get to a break.
Let's do that.
We're going to play a tune. And we're going to be back more, I think we're going to talk about, I don't know, we'll talk about some other stuff.
We'll talk about lots more stuff.
Okay, good. But right now, this is Night Idea with Fly.
Sweet.
Here on Radio Rubber. We'll
fly in the house soon.
We'll be right back.
Do you sometimes find yourself needing an extra boost of energy? I'm two-time extreme couponing runner-up and helicopter stuntman, Viper Cobra. And I have a new product that will give you an insane boost of energy for 30 seconds. Incredible. 30-second energy. Eat it, smoke it, snort it, touch it. 30-second energy. It will give you intense strength for 30 seconds. Move a bus. Move a boat. Move a building. Yeah! Not only does it give you strength, it also gives you an extreme euphoria, an inflated sense of self-worth. Awesome. And a desire to do it every 30 seconds. So extreme. You know it works. Because it's made out of my blood! 30-second energy raises the heart rate 300 times normal, enabling you to complete tasks in just 30 seconds, such as grow a garden, learn Japanese, shorten your pregnancy by up to 8 months. 30-second energy gives you a temporarily raised threshold for pain, making you impervious to batons, mace, and tasers. Bullets? What bullets?
I'm an immortal!
30-second energy is not for everyone, such as infants, and the deceased. As you begin to develop a regimen, you will notice rapid weight loss, appetite suppression, and extreme death. You'll love 30-second energy so much, you'll sell your car, your house, your family. Guaranteed, or your money back. Side effects include bleeding from all orifices, tooth loss, rapid aging, incarceration, death, immaculate conception, purgatory, exploding eyeballs, super death, athlete's foot, extreme sexual desire, impotence, hollow existence, and partial death leading to full death. Ever need to smash through a brick wall with your face? 30-second energy. Inject it right into your chest. Extreme 30 seconds of energy. Right into your chest. Love it.
We'll be right back.
Advertise your business with Radio Rubber Room. Send any inquiries to sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. That's sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. sponsoringrrr@gmail.com. Radio Rubber Room, putting RVA music into as many ear holes as possible.
Radio Rubber Room. Radio Rubber Room. Radio Rubber Room.
God damn it! Got still! We got show!
We got home!
Got there! We got still! We got show!
In your home!
It's Radio Rubber Room.
We got there. We got still. We got show. We got there. We got still. We got show.
Radio Rubber Room.
Radio Rubber
Room. Radio Rubber Room.
We are back. This is Radio Rubber Room. We're here at Soundcheck Studios with Our House.
Mm-hmm.
Our House.
Mm-hmm.
Our House.
Sean, how's it feel to be your first time hosting and guesting on the show?
Good.
I think you're really filling the role nicely.
You are doing an excellent
Just
job.
Just good.
Good. No. So he's like
twice as privileged as normal.
He's like lukewarm water right now.
That's probably why you needed that second burrito tortilla earlier.
Mm-hmm.
They probably knew that you're gonna need that extra energy.
Well, I was getting two burritos.
In one?
Two.
But it was just wrapped in one?
Well, I got a burrito bowl and a burrito. I asked for the burrito on the side of the burrito bowl. So I could eat two.
Nice.
I'm still doing the math.
So many burritos.
So, did you rewrap the burrito bowl?
No, I ate the burrito bowl.
And then you had the burrito on
yes.
the side.
You put the burrito in the tortilla so that while you're eating stuff that falls out of the burrito, you can wrap into a smaller
exactly.
burrito.
Smart. Really?
On school.
I like to a school.
Sounds
you
like
build
a life
the leftover
hack.
Burrito yep. while eating the burrito.
Yeah. IT taco. Technical.
IT taco. Technical. Oh, God.
So not only is Our House a music venue, though, but we've talked a little bit about some of the art that's inside. We talked about Brian's neon blacklight stuff on the ceilings. What other awesome artists and artwork are going on in Our House right now?
There's two main ones I can think of. There's the one on the wall by the stairs, and then Shaza's wonderful octopus that's on there.
Mm-hmm.
Who did the... Awesome house with like the crazy tendrils. And,
that is Kelsey Dosty.
Okay.
Good friend, Kelsey.
Kelsey's an amazing music supporter and member of the music scene.
Mm-hmm.
And fantastic artist.
And a fantastic human being.
In general. What's up, Kelsey? We miss you. Come out more.
Anyway, that, like Devin said, we have Shaza's amazing octopus over the stage, which is close to being wrapped up.
Come back and finish it.
Please.
And we have Kira's Tank Girl,
which is
amazing.
Tank Girl, I was just about to say. We have some existing artwork from the olden days, namely Luke Wilson's fly traps, Venus fly traps, and crazy looking faces everywhere.
Yeah.
And then we have some upcoming artists that are getting ready to tackle the house.
That's exciting.
Ways.
Now, are all these visible on Instagram? Do you put some out there so people can see them?
They probably are.
They're not on Instagram yet because, at least on ours, because most of them aren't quite done yet.
Mm-hmm.
Hint, hint, everybody.
Come finish your stuff!
And finish your artwork so I can give you credit.
Or I'll finish it.
but yeah, once they all get done, I'd love to post pictures and...
They've definitely
throw
been
some shout outs.
Documented in their own way.
Oh yeah, check out all check out Our House RVA, all the videos, everything that Our House RVA is tagged in. Yeah. You can check out a lot of them from show videos. Mm-hmm. I know that in a lot of videos that I took last Friday, Brian's artwork is glowing incredibly behind whoever's performing. It looks amazing.
As it should be.
Indeed. So what other exciting stuff do we have going on at Our House RVA? What other things are you guys involved in?
Oh, we're involved with a ton. Like I said, we do a lot of benefit shows. So this one coming up is for Richmond Reproductive Freedom Project. But we've also worked with Girls Rock RVA.
Oh, we made them another like $1,000 for instruments for the public library lending system. Yeah.
Going to be helping out Rag and Bones.
Rag and Bones.
The benefit show.
Bicycle Co-op.
April 24th, having a big show for that. Right now on that bill is Lady God and
My Darling Fury.
Which sounds like an amazing show already.
Only two bands. We're going to add more than that, so that's pretty good already.
And last Friday, or Saturday, sorry, I get my days mixed up. Last Saturday.
Whoa. Last Saturday was...
Get straight.
That's a long weekend
for
all of us.
Come on, girl.
That was our contribution to the Fractose Intolerant Festival here in Richmond. Frack Off Fest.
Well, and Toxic Moxie played Friday night.
Yeah, we played Friday night at Strange Matter.
Fractose Intolerance Fest Day 1.
Mm-hmm.
And Fractose Intolerance is serious, because like, anytime I have anything to do with fracking, like diarrhea out the ass.
Yeah, yeah, no, it's bad for everyone.
Yeah.
Including your buttholes.
Yeah.
Especially your buttholes.
Especially.
Fracking is a big deal and has nothing to do with buttholes, generally.
But butthole fear is a good way to get to people.
But a better way to get to people, as a teacher of public speaking and logic and critical thinking, I'm going to go ahead and read these talking points that Jessica Abramson sent me just now. She could not make it tonight. She's on her way down from Rock Camp, West Virginia, to come and work the show tonight. And where's the show tonight for Fractose Intolerance, for Frackfest?
That would be at Strange. No, it's at the Camel tonight.
It's Camel tonight. Strange Matter tomorrow.
All right. Woo, give me paying attention.
Way to go, Dev. Way to go, Dev.
everybody gets
beat tonight. Nice.
But the Frack Off Fest and Fractose Intolerance are specifically trying to spread awareness of the current pipeline opposition movement, specifically against the Mountain Valley Pipeline and the Atlantic Coast Pipeline, and fracking in the Virginias to the millennials. There's a lot of passion in our generation, and it's time we get behind these important issues that will affect our lives and our planet. Jess says that she has found that music and art can be one of the most effective tools for spreading the message, and we all certainly get behind that, clearly. In addition to the events here in RVA this week, which has been going on since last Friday and will continue through tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There's not one on Thursday?
No, Wednesday is last night.
We are having a Fractose Intolerant Festival, a free festival. A free festival, April 3rd and 4th, on Pinky's Farm in Rock Camp, West Virginia, which is where Pink Moon is held. It's one of my personal favorite places in the whole wide world.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you guys feel the same way. RVA bands Toxic Moxie and the Imaginary Sons will be playing along with others. And the pipelines proposed to go through the Virginias are of an unprecedented size in our mountainous regions, and they represent an unbelievable threat to our health, safety, and environment. Just so you know, 2 billion cubic feet of potentially explosive natural gas will pump through the 42-inch diameter pipelines per day, which is a lot. That's over 24,000 cubic feet per second passing near schools, hospitals, and homes. But these pipelines also face unprecedented opposition, and together we can stop them. So join Fractose Intolerant. Join us all at Fractose Intolerance events. Check out Fractose Intolerant on Facebook and see what you can do. Join the movement. Hashtag put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Pipeline.
Smoke it.
Put that in your pipeline and smoke it. I apologize.
Also in your pipe if you want.
And not that long ago, I was driving through some of the area where it's proposed to go, and it's just beautiful country.
Absolutely.
Beautiful
gorgeous.
Country, farmland. A lot of, farmland, and you see all the leaks that have been going on lately and the spills, so the diarrhea reference is not really out there.
It's not completely out there,
yeah.
But definitely not extreme enough.
It's like environmental diarrhea.
It's the most explosive environmental diarrhea I can imagine.
Well, the worst part about all this is that all this stuff always goes through land where it's one person living on a lot of property or something, and they'll come in and they'll buy up their property, but that one person trying to fight an entire oil pipeline is very difficult. Like, that's
and
why
that's why we have this movement.
That's
why
it's important
to
bring it into cities and have people talk about it in cities, because there's a lot of us here, and a lot of the people being affected by it, their land's going to get ruined, and their livelihoods can get ruined from it, but they're only
but it's also
to be able to say it.
But it's also going to affect, I mean, if anything were to go wrong, it would also affect the water table and everything
right.
else.
Right, it affects all of us in the long run.
For all of us, yes.
Yes, definitely.
So, yeah. Get behind fractose intolerance, find out more, educate yourself, make up your own mind, all of that stuff. But come out and see great music and get some of that information from people that care. Sign a petition. Get informed, get involved. And you can get involved not only with Fractose Intolerant and the Frack Off Fest, but also with our house. And we are always welcoming, right? You guys are always looking for new volunteers and new members of this community, because it really, really is a community.
Because help, please.
Because help, please. It's a whole lot of work.
On that note, this is Antero with Do Something here on Radio Rubber.
You really shouldn't beat a live horse. You really shouldn't beat any animal, dead or alive. You're a bad person. Stop beating animals. Seriously, I don't like it.
Derek, you're beating a dead horse.
I'm sorry, it just really makes me angry.
Hey guys, it's Chanel from Radio Rubber Room, and I want to see you on the dance floor at Emilio's at Radio Rubber Room Presents every other Wednesday night. 10 p.m. free at Emilio's downtown at the corner of Meadow and Broad. Bring your dancing shoes. Mention this ad. I will give you a free hug, possibly a bonus high five.
Welcome, friends. It's me, Alejandro, and you're listening to Alejandro's Fine World of Art. This time, we will be sculpting self-statues. Pick your material wisely. Marble and granite are hard, so hard, and can withstand a firm pounding. It never hurts to take a moment to admire its hardness. That's hard. Next, choose your chisel. I prefer the 8-incher because it's nimble, yet sturdy. Nimble and sturdy. Your hammer weight will depend on your endurance. I've practiced, and I can last a long time, so I prefer to start strongly with the 10-pounder, so I can whack off giant bits with each stroke. Be sure to set a mirror so you can see yourself clearly. Great Scott, I'm beautiful. Decide which position you will set yourself in for the statue, and begin whacking off as much as you can. The finer details require finesse and caring. Caring and finesse. It is crucial to determine the best spots to place the chisel, then pound the stone. Pound it with all your might, deeper and deeper. Pound it, don't quit now. Pound, pound, pound. Get in there, don't be afraid. Remember, it is not about how fast you finish. It's about the caring you show your piece. You have a great love for it because it is yours.
Will somebody get the door?
Ugh. Menial tasks are making it impossible for me to enjoy being lazy. That's why I got walkers. Walkers are the first shoe to walk themselves. They walk themselves and you. Walkers are so convenient. I just start them up, and they do all the work. Walkers are made from recycled World War II tanks, and come in two stylish colors, army drab gray and camouflage. These bad boys are gonna last. Walkers' sleek and aerodynamic design enable them to get 200 yards to the gallon. The pint-sized tank fits easily into a fanny pack, or purse, and enables you to get 45 steps or more, depending on speed. Walkers come in two speeds, walking and less quick walking.
Check this out. Now I'm moving. Yeah, this is nice. Yeah. Whoa. This is not comfortable. Whoa. This isn't natural. Yeah. Turn. How do I turn? How do I turn? Wall. Turn. Turn. Wall.
Too lazy to enjoy being walked by something else? Then try rollers. New from Spoofco.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Stairs, stairs, stairs!
We are back. This is Radio Rubberworm. We are here with Sean Austin and his roommates.
Hi. I'm Sean 2. This is Sean 3 and 4.
We were talking about Sean. Our house. Have you ever had a show where, like, somebody did something wrong and you were like, all right, this is no longer our house, this is now my house, you gotta go?
It's still our house.
But you just gotta go.
It's not your house.
Yes, that's a good way to put it.
That is a good way to put it.
Gary gets fierce. It's awesome. Yeah. He gets mad. It's sweet.
Chased somebody down the alley one time without a voice on Halloween. Like, lost my voice, and some guy was...
being a dragon.
What were you guys? What were the two of you dressed as? Like, you and the guy that you were chasing?
He was a Target employee, and I was Corbin Dallas. So.
That was awesome. That was a good one.
So you won.
Yeah.
I also had my friend dressed as, what's Christian Bale's character's name in American Psycho?
Patrick Bateman.
Yeah, he was dressed as him with the axe, backing me up, too, with that.
Real
so.
Axe.
Nice.
Now, I will say, the mannequins... I finally got over, like, because I come to get Sean before the
Nadia.
Show.
What's in, like,
right?
Yeah, Sean is putting it there.
That got me every time. It didn't, and then I finally got used to it, and I finally was like, going in the gate, and I was like, oh, there's going to be a mannequin there. Don't pee. And then it was moved. It wasn't there anymore. Like, finally the time.
We didn't move it.
Somebody moved it.
It's yeah. John every time.
Does it, like, come alive when I no one's watching?
Nadia moved.
Oh, man.
She's hanging out in the tree right now.
Yeah, mm-hmm. With a nice hat.
Yeah. Oh, no, the hat fell off.
It was windy.
Well, the other one was there, too, and that one didn't scare me as much for some reason. It just didn't get me.
Jeff is pretty legs. Chill.
Yeah, he's not going to chase you.
Maybe yeah. It's the paint on it.
Maybe.
Yeah, he's like a wild
the color
dude.
Scheme, like, yeah. You know, kind of soothes a little more.
I love that yard.
Yeah.
It's so awesome.
Yeah. We set up a hammock today.
Well, that's nice.
Just chilled.
Yeah. What are some big plans you might have for the yard or for the house, other than the art? We talked about the art, but any like?
There's so many plans for the house. It's just a matter of what we can afford and what we can do.
What works on paper?
Yeah. You know, because ultimately we've always been talking about having a tree house.
Yeah.
That would be amazing. Ooh,
that'd be awesome.
But.
And maybe a second level for the green room. But I want to build that up from scratch for you.
Old. Sean had a great idea of putting a door to outside on the green room to use that instead of the gate.
Yeah. Oh, I've heard this idea. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's a good idea.
Yeah. It is a good idea. I think, yeah, it'd work way better.
Really cool.
Yeah. Awesome. You have a control room. Yeah, you have like an entrance.
Add an extra booth. 12 square feet to the yard too.
Yeah. And make it easier for bands to load in and out too,
yeah.
I think.
Incredibly so, yeah.
You go straight up the stairs there.
What else have we talked about?
We just did some landscaping this past week. We laid down some gravel by the...
A brick path.
Yeah, by the stairs and then did a brick path leading to the gate.
Put a mushroom in the tree.
Expand that a little bit. I'm going to work on the outdoor stage, recover the roof there.
Got a whole bunch of new murals going in soon.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, over the summer.
We're
going to
rework
that
the living room into a more hangout like kind of space. Wonders not
but does the outside stage have any sort of PA system yet or plans or still just an acoustic stage?
I mean, we've moved speakers out there.
Mm-hmm.
The PA is relatively portable.
Relatively. It's a big PA. But we're going to experiment with it actually on Friday for doing at least the raffle drawings outside.
Cool.
Weather permitting. And setting up speakers out there.
That'd be cool. Speakers kind of like mounted in the windows, kind of like air conditioning units.
We were kind of thinking about that actually.
Oh, yeah.
As an option.
In the tree too.
Yeah, one speaker up in that tree would be really cool.
A tree
cool.
speaker?
That would be
pretty cool. That's my favorite.
If you guys legit go for the tree fort, like, I will help build that thing. Like, all day long.
Chill.
I've never seen a better tree for a tree house in my life.
I think it's older than the house for sure.
I don't know. It's really not that good for a tree
house. I wonder how many minutes fall apart.
The house was built in 1848.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So every one of the people that lived there when it was first built is dead.
Well, when Jess and Jess and Genevieve were talking about the house, and it's a mulberry tree, so it could actually be like 200 plus years old.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Sean, how many months is that?
But I do know that the tree, like, its underground structure has got to be crazy.
Because it's
about 20 feet away from the tree, there's all these littler trees that are part of it.
Part of the root system.
They grew right out of the root, like a green sprout came out of the root, and they became trees. And they've taken some down now, but they were all about 20 feet away, like in a circle.
That's
so if you excavated this whole area, it would be like a big, badass adult jungle gym. Like.
Do you think the trees enjoy the shows?
Probably not.
I know that it's only a matter of time before we like go into the basement and there's a tree.
I mean,
growing.
There's that whole thing about like playing music for your plants, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I think the fact that this tree like hovers specifically over the boundaries of the backyard fence.
Yeah, it looked out.
Like makes it seem like this tree wants to be where it is.
The best is during like the summer where all the leaves come out and
it's
a perfect
it's so
canopy.
Because of those really big fat leaves.
Yeah.
And then when it rains, you can just like sit underneath.
It is about to drop like a billion of these little nugget looking things.
That's true.
That's
where the baby
side.
Mulberries.
That's where the baby trees come from, Sean.
Probably.
No, I've seen like the trees come
the
from the
trees.
Roots.
Mm-hmm. No, it's tree sperm, Sean.
Mm-hmm.
And it's about to be that time where the air is polluted with tree sperm all the time.
I've seen, like, the same 6-inch slug on that tree, like, several times over the years.
Granddaddy slug?
Yep.
Hell yeah.
I like that slug. Like,
he's just like, sitting there like, do you know in the movie Ants when they're trying to get to, like, the utopia for ants? Mm-hmm. That's our tree.
The utopia. That's totally.
It is a utopia. Like, Insectopia, that's what it is. Insectopia.
Real. Fantastic.
And also Music Fantopia.
Also that.
And like people tripping balls, Topia.
That's the tree love your tree, man.
That's
no
one's
ever, everyone man. Says that.
Everyone like tequila,
that's man. The tripping way, but yeah. Most of the time it's like, I love this tree.
Yeah.
I've never heard someone come in there and be like, I fucking hate this tree.
There's nothing.
I want it out of my sight.
No one can hate on a tree.
You guys thought about chopping a tree down?
No.
Except for that one root that trips me every time I walk through the yard.
We mulch it.
Well, yeah.
That thing takes everyone.
Yeah, no, it got better this week. I did not trip on Saturday. Mm-hmm.
Didn't You're trip welcome. On the root?
Yeah. I did not. We were
You're talking about the bucket.
The bucket, yeah. That bucket.
Dude, okay,
yeah,
I tripped on the stairs, all right? Okay. But I always trip on the stairs. But they were mulch over the root. So.
Yeah.
Don't call me out on being a klutz, too. It's my job to call me out on being a klutz.
She will from time to time break something or fall, but it's okay. It works out.
I caught somebody that tripped on the root this weekend. I felt like a superhero.
Good job.
I was like, yeah!
Good job. See, community effort. Everyone wins.
Either way, everyone loves the tree.
Yeah.
Yes. Agreed.
So come see the tree. Come to our house.
Yeah.
Don't come for music or anything.
Come,
check out
the tree. Come for the tree, stay for the shows.
Right.
And the uterus cake.
Yes. But please don't climb our tree during shows.
Don't climb the tree during
shows.
Yeah,
don't climb
someone did that.
He climbed from the back of it. I didn't even see him. I didn't see him
until he was all the way up there.
What the fuck was that, dude?
I will tear into you.
He was really apologetic.
I just want to make that clear. No, he was. Yeah.
And
here's
we saw
the thing.
Him the next night.
It's so climbable.
Here's the thing. Is if you want to come and climb our tree, hit one of us up and come hang out during the week.
Yeah.
During
the
one afternoon.
Come
your day
drunk. Come bring me beer and hang out.
Let's hang out and climb the tree. That's fine.
He was just kind of ahead of the curve on the whole treehouse idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, he wanted to be in the treehouse before there is a treehouse.
I mean, it's
so climbable.
He was
just testing the ground level.
Knobs and, like, it's so easy to climb. It's awesome.
Well, guys, we are out of time. We've got to go.
And we've talked about so many things and all of the projects,
and
we're so excited for what our house has in store.
Hell yeah.
So
any last words? Any last things we have to tell the people?
How do we find out where our house is? Because we cannot tell you the address on public and social media. But if we want to know where to go, who do we contact?
A friend.
Anyone who lives at the house, probably.
You can hit up any Radio Rubber Room host. Yeah. We'll help you out. You can hit up anyone who lives at the house. That's for sure.
You can direct message us on Instagram also, and we will respond with the address as
Listen to the Toxic Moxie episode of Radio Rubber Room for clues.
Yes.
For clues, yes, absolutely. You can also hit up ourhouserva@gmail.com. Mm-hmm. And again, their Instagram is @ourhouserva.
Let's not hit up the email for the address. Actually.
What about just walk around the city?
That'll probably blow your email up.
Yeah.
What about just walk around the city yelling Marco?
You'll find it.
Yeah, I mean, actually, yes.
Or spell that word Marco.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Find the wizard and crawl under his robes.
Eventually,
leave
you'll
the
find
wizard
a guy named Marco.
All right.
All right, we are out of time. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's been fun.
Thank you guys for having
us. Love you.
Good. We got one more tune. This is the People's Blues of Richmond with Hull Street Blues.
I used to spend my time down on Hull Street Road trying to sell my music and lighten my load when I saw something like I had never seen before. Oh,
Hey guys, it's Sean from Radio Rubber Room, and I have a great product that I developed in my grandpa's tool shed. I sometimes find myself feeling troubled after eating glue, my insides feeling all bound and twisted up. That's why I invented my own glue that's great for eating. Use Sean's glue for all kinds of useful things like decorate cake, make sandwich, spread on toast, or just eat it out of the container with a used popsicle stick. You can stick stuff to other stuff with it too. My glue is infused with vitamins and minerals for an extra boost of vitamins and minerals. My glue also comes in flavors like meat, cocoa, wood, purple, and glue, all of my favorites. You'll be eating Sean's glue for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You can even use it to stick stuff to other stuff.